Thank you, Minister. Dear Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates, I'll try just to give some short explanation and recommendations on concerns raised during by the plenary by USA, Uruguay, UK delegation in answer to the questions submitted in advance by Germany, Czech, and Norway, i.e. what are the measures taken by our country to ensure effective investigation of allegations of torture, to prevent torture in all settings, and what are the safeguards put in place to ensure that no testimony obtained through torture can be used in courts. Therefore, our government took important measures therein, one by amending the Criminal Code in 2012 with a relevant article clearly defining torture and ill treatments, providing that no statute of limitation or amnesty should be applied for such crimes. Two, establishing a specialized unit within the Prosecutor General's office dealing with monitoring and evaluation at national level of reasons and aims behind this phenomena, and providing for, in the Criminal Procedure Code, the competence of a recently created specialized prosecutor's office to investigate crimes of torture, consider it as most serious crimes. Because in my country, the prosecutor is the sole authority who are vested with prerogatives to carry out investigations of torture and ill treatment, as it was previously pointed out by our head of delegation. Three, amending the Criminal Procedure Code with provisions ensuring the prevention of ill treatments and other misuse of state agents' power when apprehension occurs, by settling a mandatory medical examination of the persons placed in custody, even by a doctor chosen by himself or herself. And if he or she claims alleged ill treatment or torture, the prosecutor must be notified immediately and a forensic examination must be ordered consequently. For adopting binding rules for prosecutors on how to effectively investigate cases of torture and ill treatments, and of new rules of procedure for properly registering and reporting cases of alleged torture and ill treatments. Five, providing regular initial and in-service training for prosecutors and judges on this topic. Six, establishing in the Criminal Procedure Code a cap of 15 days to decide within this time frame the initiation or not of a formal criminal inquiry on allegations of torture or ill treatment, as a solely exemption for the general rule of term of 30 days. Furthermore, a general principle to ban all the evidence gathered within a criminal case by using violent behavior and other forms of ill treatment and torture is enshrined in our Criminal Procedure Code. As for situation for preventing and tackling trafficking in human beings, concerns raised by Sudan during the plenary by Sudan, Qatar, Tajikistan, Thailand, Canada, and to answer to the question raised in advance by Mexico, I wish to point out that our country adopted and implemented a series of legislative measures aiming at improving the situation in this sensitive area due to our geographic position in the region. Therefore, the legislator foreseen in the Criminal Code distinctive offenses that are covered by this notion, i.e. trafficking in humans and trafficking in children, both in the scope of labor and sexual exploitation, use of labor of victims of trafficking, forced labor, illegal removal of a child from the country and his abandoning abroad, organizing of begging, pimping, organizing of illegal migration. Moreover, starting from 2013, the sanctions were tightened, including for perpetrators who are public and international officials, as well for the financial beneficiaries of the above-mentioned illegal deeds. A new other offenses were foreseen in the Criminal Code, i.e. trafficking in human organs and tissues, and publicity for selling and purchasing human organs and tissues. In order to comply with all requirements of the relevant European Convention on Fight Against Trafficking in Human Organs. A specialized unit created within the Prosecutor General's office vested with monitoring and of a specialized prosecutor's office competent to investigate cases of most serious crimes in the field of trafficking in human beings aimed to foster states' capacity in dealing in a satisfactory manner of this form of organized and transborder crime. Furthermore, the National Institute of Justice curricula contains specialized trainings, both initial and in service, for prosecutors with judges on how to ensure effective investigation and trial of crimes related to trafficking in humans. A new strategy on preventing and combating trafficking in persons that will be a first binding tool in this sense according to all relevant standards is under consideration. Thank you.